USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, President Biden provided an update on the coronavirus and vaccinations. Biden saying we're making progress in the fight against coronavirus and pointing out a significant drop in rates of new daily cases and hospitalizations.
Daily cases are down 47%. Hospitalizations are down 38% over the past 6 weeks. Over the past 2 weeks, most of the country has improved as well. Case rates are declining in 39 states, and hospital rates are declining in 38 states.
Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller is pleading guilty after criticizing military leaders over the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Scheller facing charges that included disrespect towards superior officers, willfully disobeying a superior officer, and conduct unbecoming of an officer. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of big cable bills and want to cut the cord, you can still get Newsmax TV for free. Millions of Americans like you are watching Newsmax. It's available on all major cable systems, or get it free on major streaming platforms. Watch Newsmax on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and more. Find Newsmax on your hub guide or use the TV app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. More than 7 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. There's no paywall or subscription, so watch Newsmax anytime, anywhere. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. And watch great shows with Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt, Diamond and Silk, Stinchfield, and a lot more. Find out why America is tuning in to Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing cable news channel. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
About 10,000 members of the United Auto Workers Union are now on strike against John Deere. Employees went on strike this morning after the union rejected a wage deal with the farm equipment company. 2 weeks ago, the union had reached a tentative agreement with John Deere on a new six-year contract. On Sunday, the deal was rejected by 90% of union workers. The strike shuts down operations at 11 John Deere factories in Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, and at distribution centers in Georgia and Colorado. Butterball is recalling ground turkey products due to possible foreign matter contamination. The company said they were recalling over 14,000 pounds of ground turkey that may be contaminated with extraneous materials, including blue plastic. 2.5-pound trays of farm-to-family Butterball all-natural ground turkey and 3-pound trays of Kroger ground turkey are the exact items being recalled. This is USA Radio News.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Detailed checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The FDA Advisory Committee is holding a meeting about booster shots for the Johnson & Johnson and Moderna coronavirus vaccines. Director of the Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, Peter Marks, says while vaccines are effective, protection against the coronavirus can decrease over time.
Over time, there is still relative preservation of the effectiveness of the vaccine against preventing hospitalization, yet there seems to be a decrease over the course of time against overall COVID-19.
An Oregon senator is wanting equity when hitting the slopes in his state.
An Oregon Senator Ron Wyden has a bone to pick with the Mount Bachelor Ski Resort. He's told the owner he wants the resort to drop its so-called Fast Tracks Pass, which costs about $49 on top of a regular ski ticket, but it allows the skier to skip the waiting line at the chairlifts. Senator Wyden says it creates inequitable access to public lands. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The first ever postseason series between the Dodgers and Giants comes to an end tonight in San Francisco. Los Angeles staving off elimination with the 7-2 win over the Giants in Game 4, pushing the series to a winner-take-all Game 5. First pitch of the game set for just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time in San Francisco. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.